Now, verse 5. So the people of Nineveh believed God. Now, friends, that's a marvelous statement in the Old Testament. Did you know that's all God's ever asked any person to do, any sinner to do? It just believe him. What does he ask you to believe? Believe what he's done for you. Believe that Christ died for you, died for you, for your sin. Believe that he was raised again and that he's at God's right hand. The people of Nineveh, they believed God. That's the important thing today. I'm afraid that we have, even in our churches, many people, their business termites. And they take all these little courses and they talk about the Bible. But I asked a man the other day that's that type of an individual. He goes to everything that comes along. And I got so tired of hearing him tell about where he's been and the great things he's seen. And he's done very little, but he tells about the great meetings he attends. And I asked him point blank the question. I said, do you believe God? And he looked me straight in the eye and he thought a minute. And he said, well, I think I do. May I say, may he tell you, all of this worked for nothing because he does not really believe God. People in Nineveh believe God, and they proclaimed a fast. They demonstrated it, you see. Faith always leads to works. And they put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he rose from his throne. He laid his robe from him and covered himself with cloth and sat in ashes. Now, I want to tell you, friends, when people start doing that, they're not committing sin. They are in deep repentance before God and are asking God for mercy. And when you ask God for mercy, you're going to find out that he's merciful. Now, will you notice this? And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh, by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor even drink water. These people have been alcoholics. Now they're told that not even to drink water. And let not man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Each one to cry mightily to God. Yea, let them turn every one from his evil way. You've got to turn from sin, friends. If you come to Christ, and you can come just like you are, but when you come, you have turned from sin. You couldn't possibly accept him and not turn from sin. And everyone turned from his evil way and from the violence that's in their hands. These were a brutal people, violent people. They were given to riots. They were given to cruelty and brutality and mob rule. And now the king says, turn from all of that and cry to God and cry to God for mercy. And the strangest thing happened, and I don't think Jonah was too enthusiastic. In fact, he was not, as we will probably be able to see today. And the thing is that the whole city turned to God. That was remarkable. In fact, it was something that is quite amazing. It is said that even from the king on the throne to the peasant in the hovel, they all turned to the Lord and cried mightily to God, and they believed God. What a glorious, wonderful time this was. Now, we're hearing today that we're having revival in certain places. I've been around to some of these places where they claim they're having revival. Well, I don't think that you could quite call what's taking place, certainly in this country today, revival anywhere. I think that we see a great moving of the Spirit of God in certain places, and I believe always where the Word of God is preached and taught, that you see a moving of the Spirit of God. But I don't think that you're seeing revival, a great moving today. The church, and when I say the church, I mean you and I mean me. I mean all of us that are believers today, regardless of what group we're identified with or what local assembly we go to, that we find that actually the church is quite inactive as far as really winning people to Christ today and getting the word out and building them up in the faith. Now, someone sent me this because of a statement I made some time ago about the fact that there's so many church members today that are not saved. And they sent me this little gimmick, and I'm glad to get it. Here it is. Church members are either pillars or caterpillars. The pillars hold up the church. The caterpillars just crawl in and out. And I think that's good, friends, and I'm sure glad to get that. That is the problem today. We've got too many caterpillars and not enough pillars to hold up the church.